Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Have you ever met someone who thought they were more powerful or more amazing than they actually are? That's the kind of person who appears in our lesson today. The title, of course, is The Mouse and the Elephant. Yes, you may have noticed something here on my shoulder. This is my pet mouse. His name is Frank, but he likes to go by Frankie. Hi, Frankie. He just likes playing here in the air. Well, yesterday, the mouse met a lizard and told the lizard that he is the strongest animal in the world. Now, today, let's find out who else, or should I say, what other animal the mouse will meet. All right, Frankie, are you ready to begin today's lesson? Good, because I think everybody is. Friends, open your magazine and let's get started. Okay. Come on, buddy.
The Mouse and the Elephant. Mouse came to a dog. "Are you an elephant?" he demanded.
"I'm a dog," barked the dog.
"You are lucky," said Little Mouse. "When I find the elephant, I will stomp him into the ground." The dog started to giggle at Mouse, but Mouse stamped his foot. As he stamped, the dog's master whistled. The dog turned and ran the other way. "I showed him how powerful I am," thought Mouse. Little Mouse walked until he came to the river. A large gray animal stood beside it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 demand 这个动词。MAND 这个字根有命令的意思，所以 demand 是指要求或命令。例如 ,the customer demanded to see the manager because the food was not fresh. 因为食物不新鲜，这位顾客要求要见经理。课文中的 demand 是指粗鲁的问或者是命令式的问。例如 ,did you finish your homework? Demanded the teacher. 老师不客气地问你功课做完了吗？ Demand 也可以当名词。例如 ,as a parent, it's not right for you to fulfill your child's every demand.身为父母满足孩子每一个要求是不正确的。接下来我们看的是 whistle 这个动词。whistle 是指吹口哨，注意它的念法可以念成没有 h 的音的 whistle, 或者是含有 h 的音的 whistle 都可以。例如 Dave whistled as he was riding his bike home. Dave 回家是一边骑脚踏车一边吹口哨。whistle 也指吹哨子。例如 the police officer whistled to direct the drivers to take another route.这位警官吹哨子指挥驾驶们要改道。Whistle 也指口哨声、哨音或者是呼啸声。例如 Norman gave a loud whistle to hail a taxi. Norman 大声地吹了声口哨招计程车。
Thank you very much, Michelle. Friends, we're continuing this story about Mouse, who is in search of an elephant. So, we read here, Mouse came to a dog...And he asks that silly question again. Are you an elephant? He demanded. That means he really wanted an answer right now.
Well, let's see how the dog responds. I'm a dog, barked the dog. You are lucky, said little mouse. What a lucky dog.
What a lucky dog. What do you mean by that, Rebecca? Lucky dog. Hey, we learned the phrase lucky you yesterday. Well, here's a related phrase that kind of means the same thing. Lucky dog. It's a very fun phrase. It is like lucky you. However, be careful who you use this phrase with. Just use this phrase among your friends. You lucky dog, you.
For example, let's say that your friend...Well, your friend just got a new car. Their parents bought your friend a new car. You could say, you lucky dog, you got a new car.
And the mouse could say to the dog, Lucky dog. Oh, this mouse is not lucky.
You are not a lucky dog. You fell off my shoulder, little Frankie.
Okay. Oh, what a poor little mousy.
Yeah, sorry about that. But back to the mouse in our story. He said, when I find the elephant, I will stomp him into the ground. There he goes again, boasting about how powerful and strong he is. Hey, you know, we've been talking about this mouse for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a phrase or an idiom that we use that has the word mouse in it and a cat. Do you know which phrase I'm talking about?
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
That's what you were thinking of, right?
Exactly. When the cat's away, the mice will play. And that is true. If there is a cat around, then the mice stay hidden somewhere. But if the cat has gone somewhere, then the mice feel free to come out and play. Now, what this means, and when we usually use it, is when your boss is out of town, or perhaps when your parents are away, and you feel more free to just do whatever you want to do. Because when the cat's away,
the mice will play. For example, Jimmy's parents are away for the weekend. And as you know, or as they say, when the cat's away,
the mice will play. So friends, think of a situation, or actually, I guess when it happens, when that situation happens in your life, then say that to your friends. Hey, when the cat's away, the mice will play. All right, let's continue here. The dog responded to the mouse. The dog started to giggle at mouse, but mouse stamped his foot. As he stamped, the dog's master whistled. Yeah, just something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those loud whistles that I can't do. But what happened? The dog turned and ran the other way, and what did the mouse think?
I showed him how powerful I am, thought mouse. Little mouse walked until he came to a river, or came to the river. A large gray animal stood beside it. Okay, so he thought that he was really powerful because the dog heard his master whistle, so the dog left.
Mm-hmm.
And now he came upon this large gray animal. I guess it's kind of like a gray area, right?
Well, the large gray animal has a large gray area on his skin. Rebecca, that phrase, a large gray area, or a gray area, that actually has a very unique meaning. Okay. So in some cases in life, some issues are black and white. That means you know that they're right or wrong. Now, if there's an issue and you're not sure if it's right or wrong, or maybe sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong, we might call that a gray area.
Exactly. For example, some people might consider drinking alcohol a gray area. Some people think it's okay. Other people don't think it's okay. But stealing is not a gray area. It's wrong. If you steal, you should be punished for it.
That's right. That's more black and white,
mm-hmm.
right? But there are some things that are, actually many things in life are in that gray area. Now, something you see about this word in our lesson, it's spelled G-R-A-Y, but here on the screen, G-R-E-Y. You can spell it either way. Is gray your favorite color? Is it your favorite color?
Oh, gray is actually not my favorite color.
No.
I like purple.
Right.
Purple's a great color. But you know, in our lesson, we've talked a lot about different types of animals, right?
Yes.
We've talked about this gray animal or gray thing, a dog, a lizard, a mouse. What about Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Come on, Pluto. It's time for us to go to
the info cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Today we are going to talk about a cultural icon, Mickey Mouse.
People all around the world love Disney. Their movies, their stories, their theme parks, and Mickey Mouse.
But did you know that Mickey isn't always spoken of highly? We sometimes use his full name to refer to things that are trivial or unimportant or even cheap.
Some people associate the saying with a number of cheap watches that were made with Mickey Mouse on them starting in the 1930s. But the expression has grown from there.
So let's say that I take a class in school that isn't very hard or very interesting. I could say that it is a Mickey Mouse class.
Or if you think that a position or project at work isn't particularly important, you could say it is a Mickey Mouse job.
Also, if you see work that is low quality or not complete or up to standards, you could also say it is a Mickey Mouse job.
Someone did a Mickey Mouse job to fix the water pipes in the bathroom. No wonder it is leaking again.
如果有人跟你说 You did a Mickey Mouse job, 千万不要以为他说你做的事情很棒。相反的，他在说你做的非常差。奇怪， Mickey Mouse, 米老鼠跟劣质或品质不好怎么会画上等号呢？原来从1930年代开始，米老鼠的图案就被授权给厂商做出一些廉价手表，虽然畅销，但因为品质太差了，太容易坏掉，所以后来 Mickey Mouse 就被用来形容一些劣质的产品或是不重要的事物。例如，有人可能会很恶劣地说He has a Mickey Mouse job. 意思就是他的工作很微不足道，相当不重要，有一种贬低的意味。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here's a little mouse joke for you. Why did the mouse stay inside? Do you know? Because it was raining cats and dogs outside. Okay, the mouse in our story is actually not that afraid. He thinks he is the most powerful creature in the world. So let's find out what will happen between him and this large gray animal.
The Mouse and the Elephant. The animal was as big as a mountain. Its legs were as large as trees. It had huge ears and a long nose. The elephant was bending over taking a drink of water when he saw Little Mouse. The tiny mouse looked like a spot of fuzz on the ground. Hey!said Little Mouse. Are you an elephant? I am the strongest animal in the world. If you are an elephant, I will stomp you into the ground.
Alright, 继续我们看 bend, B-E-N-D 这个动词 ,bend 是指弯腰或者是弯曲身体。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 bent, B-E-N-T。例如 ,Bob's trousers ripped when he bent down to pick up his coins. Bob 弯下腰来捡铜板的时候长裤裂开了。或者是 Kate bent over and tried to touch her toes, but she couldn't. Kate 试着要向前弯腰碰到脚趾但是没有办法。Bend 也指弯曲，例如 The road started to bend and twist as we reached the mountain. 当我们到达入山处的时候，路就开始弯来弯去。所以我们看 fuzz 这个不可数名词 ，fuzz 是指绒毛、卷毛或者是细软的毛发。例如 The baby has pretty blue eyes and a fuzz of blonde hair. 这个小宝宝有着漂亮的蓝眼睛跟金色的细软卷发。或者是 Tina used hot wax to remove the fuzz on her arms. Tina 用热的蜡来去除手上的细毛。它的形容词是字尾加上 y 变成 fuzzy, 意思是毛茸茸的。例如 Tommy loves to carry his fuzzy blanket with him even though he's a teenager. 汤米虽然是青少年了，但是还是喜欢带着他毛茸茸的毯子跟着他。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Let's continue with the mouse and the elephant. The animal was as big as a mountain. Okay, so this gray animal. I wonder what animal it is. That's right.An elephant. His legs were as large as trees. It had huge ears and a long nose. Now here's a little quiz for you. There's a word that does not appear in our lesson, but if you've learned it before, you know what it is. What is the name of an elephant's nose?
Are you asking me? Because I know.
Well, not just you. Friends, do you have the word in mind? Good. Rebecca, what is it?
It's a trunk.
That's like, right.
Trunk.
Yeah, that's right. A trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So a trunk could be that back space in the back of a car, or you could use it to talk about an elephant's nose, okay? Something interesting about trunks, I found out.
Yes, please tell us.
As I was doing some research for our special lesson here about the mouse and the elephant, a trunk, an elephant's trunk, has 40,000 muscles. It can lift 700 pounds. It could be as heavy as 300 pounds itself. That's a heavy trunk. And, this is cute, Rebecca, baby elephants suck their trunks, like suck the tips of their trunks, just like a baby sucks his thumb.
Aww,
that's cute, right?
I love elephants. I liked those facts, too. Thank you for sharing them. So this animal that the mouse found had huge ears and a long nose, also known as a trunk. The elephant was bending over, taking a drink of water, when he saw Little Mouse. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Is the Little Mouse going to stamp his feet and show that he is more powerful than the elephant?
I don't know. Let's find out. The tiny mouse looked like a spot of fuzz on the ground.
Okay, we have a couple things we want to talk about here. First of all, there's a great idiom or phrase that uses the word elephant, and I love it. I think we should talk about it. I want to teach you guys. It's called the elephant in the room. Now, there's no room here. They're outside. But if you say the elephant in the room, that is talking about a major problem or a controversial issue, which is obviously there, but people avoid talking about it.
For example, I feel like a lot of people are ignoring the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. That is, that a lot of college students, at least in America, are not able to pay off their college debts.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Everyone just says you can get a job after college. But a lot of politicians don't like to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is students still have to pay off their debts, and it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, friends, this is a very good phrase to know. And you could also say, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or let's address the elephant in the room. Now, our elephant in our story is next to a mouse, and this is called juxtaposition. That's another great word for you to know. When you're putting two things next to each other that are very different, and you can see how different they are, and that feeling or the impression that you get, that's called juxtaposition. Okay, 你把两个东西放在一起比较。You could say you're juxtaposing the elephant here with the mouse.
Well, let's go ahead and see how the little mouse responds to the elephant. Hey, said little mouse, are you an elephant? I am the strongest animal in the world. If you are an elephant, I will stomp you to the ground. Very bold statement.
Yeah, this little mouse doesn't understand elephants very well, I don't think. Well, right now it is time for us to go to see the SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge, and let's go ahead and meet our contestants. Over here we have...
Hi everyone, my name's Peter. Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Well, thanks for joining us. And we also have...
Hi everyone, I'm David. Good to be back.
So we have Peter and David. And of course, you all know the drill. See if you can answer the questions as I ask Peter and David these questions. Now, our lesson is about the mouse and the elephant.
A very cute story, right? Are you gentlemen ready?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, ready or not, time to begin. First question. Which is an example of demanding something? A. May I help you? B. What do you want? C. Would you like a chocolate bar? Or D. How are you doing? Yes, Peter.
Is it B? What do you want?
That is correct. Good job. Peter has 1 point. David, this next point could be yours. Next question. What did Mouse want to do to Elephant? A. Hug him. B. Kiss him. C. Ride him. Or D. Stomp him. Yes, David?
Is it C?
C. Ride him.
Okay.
That makes sense, but no, that's not the correct answer. Yes.
I'm going to go with something that doesn't make sense. He wants to stomp him.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is the correct answer. Good job.
No.
Yep. Mouse wanted to stomp Elephant. And friends, you know what happens in the story. Well, let's continue on. Last question. Let's see who's going to break the tie.
Peter's got 2 points.
No.
Right?
I'm
going
to get that third point.
Okay, let's see who's going to get the third point. All right. What was the second animal that Mouse met? A. Lizard. B. Elephant. C. Dog. Or D. Cat. Yes, David?
I'm going to go with the cat.
D. Cat. I love cats, and I'm sure this little mouse would love to meet a cat. But no, that's not the correct answer.
I'll go with lizard.
Lizard. He did meet a lizard. But no, not that wasn't the second animal. Okay, David.
I'd say it's elephant.
Elephant. No, that's not the correct answer.
Dog.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
C. Dog. The second animal that Mouse met was a dog. Okay, Peter did get 3 points, so he is the winner for today's SC Challenge. Thank you for joining us today, gentlemen and friends. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. Well, I'm so happy that the little mouse finally found the elephant. I wonder what's going to happen between the two of them.
You know what, Rebecca?
Hmm?
There's only one way to find out. Everyone has to come back next time here to
Studio Classroom
so that we can finish this story. Goodbye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.